is brought to you by Edward Jones Investments Brokers, Tom Albers, Brad Wilson, Ben Erlinson, and Cam Heathcott. Edward Jones, making sense of investing.
Mac Rhodes loves being on with us no matter what's going on in the world of college athletics. He actually wanted to come on 10 minutes earlier with us just to lengthen the segment.
Not true.
All right. Do you want a high, hard fastball up against your chin, or do you want maybe an underhand softball pitch?
No, let's start high, hard fastball underneath the chin. Go there.
In your opinion, not that you're speaking for anyone else, if the Big 12 votes to continue to play football or not, what do you think the vote's going to be?
That is a hard inside fastball. I think right now as we're speaking, I think everybody's trying to, you know, grapple with not that we didn't see it coming but I think there was certainly uncertainty about whether or not the Big Ten would go in that direction, and the Pac-12 as well. So I think everybody's grappling with it. My sense is that if we voted today, it would be a really, really, or voted right now, it'd be a really, really close vote. I can tell you what I'm not doing a great job of answering it, but I can tell you what I'm personally struggling with is, you know, I don't want to be forced into making a decision. And, I want to make sure that we've got enough information before we make the decision. And there's certainly, you know, a variety of medical opinions, right? You almost feel like if you're going to a trial, you're going to go get the expert witness that best supports your stance, right? But man, there's so many questions for me. So if you've got two Power Five conferences not playing at least until, you know, after January 1, and you've got potentially three that do, what does that mean for CFP? Is there one? What does that mean for bowl games? If they're bowl games, if they're not bowl games, CFP, not CFP, how does that make our student athletes feel? Right. Do our student athletes want to use a year of eligibility when potentially, you know, only three conferences are playing at the time? And so there's just a lot of those questions. Do I feel we can move forward safely and put our student athletes in the best possible position? I do. I believe that. If I'm a student athlete though, right? And if I'm a Big 12 student athlete, an SEC student athlete, an ACC student athlete, you know, I'm asking, okay, sounds like the two other Power Five conferences don't think it's safe. Why do you think it's safe? Right. And we better have a great answer. This is really, really tough, really, really complicated. And, again, I feel like for me personally, and you could say, well, Mac, what more information are you waiting for? I feel like if I have to vote and make a decision today, I'm doing it because I'm placed in a corner. And I would like to have a few more conversations and gather a few more bits and pieces of information. If we stop play, what does that mean for our student athletes, right? I don't want to send them home. I want them here. I want them here. I want them with academic support. I want our coaches to still be able to pour into them, for us to still be able to pour into them, right? I want them to still develop, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically. What does that mean in terms of, you know, practice, not practice? So, you know, I'll go back to the original question you asked. I think that, you know, I do not know which way the Big 12 would vote right now if we had to vote. If we had to vote and make a decision. And you know what? We at the end of the day may say, hey, we're not ready to make that decision. Let's delay.
Are you ready to vote? If you had to vote right now, or you mentioned you didn't want to be forced into a vote, you know, what would you say?
Yeah, I don't think that I can. This is obviously a big decision, and I don't feel like I personally could vote today and feel like, man, I really voted whichever that way was for on solid footing for the right reasons, right? I think there's a lot of motion going on today. I think, you know, if I was providing counsel, I would say, let's pause. Let's take 1, 2, 3 days, right? Let's gather ourselves and let's really, really, and again, we've been thinking through it. I, you know, it's not like, you know, we haven't known that this day is coming and it's upon us. But there, for me, there's just some things that I'd want to have some additional and further conversation before we voted.
Mac, the question I keep asking is, if they're going to bring students back to campus, what would be the difference if you had athletes playing sports or not, if the students are there on campus?
Yeah, it's a great question, and again, you know, I spent at least an hour, if not more than an hour, last night with our medical staff, and talking about, you know, don't tell me what you think I want to hear, tell me what I need to hear, right? And meaning that I want to know the truth, right? Is it safe? Is it not safe? Right. And, you know, as I said earlier, I think that, you know, I feel really good that we can, you know, provide a healthy, a safe environment. Now, something may happen, right, in the upcoming days, or weeks, that we, you know, all have to be able to say, sorry, that's we're not comfortable now. We've got to hit the stop button or the pause button, whatever, right? And Paul, you just alluded to it. That could be, you know, what's the dynamic? What happens when the general student body returns? And how does that impact, you know, our student athletes and the you know, positivity, you know, the percentage of positive cases, right? What happens if, you know, when we put pads on and we have contact, you know, when we have practice, right? And does that do anything in terms of, you know, the number of positive cases? So, you know, I would, again, I'm in a place right now, just being completely honest and transparent, I am not comfortable making a decision today.
Well, then don't, right? I mean,
well,
don't let do you think the Big Ten and the Pac-12 would give a damn what Mac Rhodes said if they decided to keep playing and you guys didn't?
Yeah, I don't know that they would. I don't know that they do. And that at the end of the day may be where you know the Big 12 lands, right? I'm I'm one of probably at least 30 that are going to speak into this, right? Mm-hmm. You have 10 presidents, you have 10 ADs, and you have 10 team physicians, and then there's probably some other folks. So, you know, I'm one of many, but I also get a sense and a feel that there are several others that are saying, you know, let's not be forced into it, right? Let's make sure we really think this through, all different angles, before we you know, make that final decision.
Mac, the myocarditis, which is the heart thing that popped mm-hmm. up, that we had a guy on, and you don't know this, you're in the middle of Zoom meetings, but he's from the Mayo Clinic, and his son's a junior at Baylor, and we didn't even know that when we had him on, but he said that his son's coming back to campus. He's already had the swab test, whatever. He's headed back to campus, and he said to us, and this is a guy at the Mayo Clinic, a doctor that studies the heart, that if his son was a student athlete, he would send him back to Baylor and be good with it. This myocarditis, is that something that's got people spooked a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I think that probably, I think there's two things that have been hard for people to get their minds and wrapped around, right? I think one is testing, right? And can we test at the level that we need to? So can we test twice a week, three times a week, right? And I think for every institution that answer may be different just because of where you're located, right? Availability of testing, relationship with third party testing labs, all of those things, right? And, you can't put your student athletes out there, right? If you can't test at a certain level. And so that's been one. And then I think this whole, issue, myocarditis and how, you know, COVID-19 impacts, you know, the heart tissue, heart muscle, right? And I think it started with the study out of Germany. Right. And then there's been a lot of certainly interpretations, a lot of opinions. You know, it's serious. And who do you listen to? Who do you believe? You know, full transparency. I know who you talk to. I got on the phone with them because I wanted to know.
Good.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to just listen to anybody. Right. I want to or a different opinion. I wanted to hear it myself. Right. It's why we, you know, met with our, you know, physicians yesterday again. The last thing any of us want to do is put our student athletes at an undue risk. Right. And again, I haven't come to a conclusion, at least today, that by continuing to play and practice that we're doing that. Okay. I'm not going to tell you that every one of our student athletes feels 100%. I think, I think it's, you know, this has impacted our student athletes differently. I think some are obviously more worried than others. If COVID has impacted them or their families, they probably think about it a little bit differently than maybe others. I think I can say pretty confidently that a majority of our student athletes, feel safe and wanna participate. So you think about that component, that aspect as well. So, no, obviously no easy answer.
Yeah, and I know you've got to go. There's this thing that you're getting ready to do that could impact the Big 12 forever in your university and the athletic department. And it sounds like I just don't understand why the decision. It's not, I'm not. No one cares about my opinion on the vote. But why, if you don't have to vote, vote? If in fact you don't have college football, based on you didn't have basketball, if that becomes the decision, how catastrophic will that be for Baylor University and athletics around the country?
I think it's going to have a lasting mark on college athletics. I'm at peace with Baylor athletics specifically. I think the way we made decisions 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I think we're going to be okay. We'll get this through this. Okay. I think, the financial piece of this is, quite frankly, and I'm, whether it's fair or not fair, I don't know how you play other sports if you're not playing football. If it's not safe for football, then I'm not sure how it's safe for others. And there's some other sports that may be low risk. I get that and I understand that. But then the other piece is, I don't know how financially you incur the costs of other sports competing if you lose the revenue for football. So, that's where we're at. And again, at the end of the day, I just want to make sure, and maybe that's just me being too conservative. I just want to make sure we don't go and make a decision because we feel forced to make the decision.
Mac, what is your early view on a spring football season?
Yeah, I think it's tough. I'm not saying you can't pull it off. You certainly could, but I think it's a limited number of games. I've having conversations with our student athletes, if it's going to be a spring schedule and it's going to be six games, I'm pretty confident in saying that, our student athletes, if that's going to count as a year toward eligibility, they're not interested. They're not going to want to play. Now, if it's not going to count toward a year of eligibility, they'll play three, they'll play five, they'll play six, right? I think you get into, again, additional health and wellness questions, particularly when you talk about the sport of football and the physicality of it, right? When do you stop, right? How much time do you give off before you start, the summer stuff? Is it really good in terms of having that type of physical contact on somebody's body, within that amount of period of time, somewhere, starting probably around March, and then, you get a little break, but then you're right back at it and you're going back at it, sometime end of July, early August. So, not saying that it can't be done, but I do think it's difficult.
Good luck. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you all. Yep.
At Mac Roach, Director of Athletics at Baylor, with us on, a lot of people are texting in and tweeting direct messaging that he sounded ominous. But in the end, he said, I do not want to make a decision because I feel like I'm being forced to make a decision. He wants to, and I can understand if everybody wanted to, and I don't understand why the Big Ten or the Pac-12 didn't want to. Why did the decision have to be made today? And I think, Mac, if he had to make a decision today, some of you are feeling as if the way he talked was that he would say no.
I brought up when we were kind of counting down the Big 12 and how we think they would vote right now. I think we all agree Texas and Oklahoma you feel like would want to play, right?
Yeah.
Colt sent us a link. TCU Athletics sent out a tweet. And it's got the frog waving the flag, we want to play. That's from the TCU Athletics site. So I would assume that you count them as well. So there's three of the 10. With Mac, I would have counted him as the fourth about a week and a half ago. After last week, I said earlier, I was starting to kind of question that a little bit. And I think it's not ominous so much as just, I think he's really thinking this thing through and not trying to be like everybody else who's like, just give us a decision. Give us a decision. We have to make a decision. No, he actually wants to kind of let this thing bubble. And if you ask yourself, why should the Big 12 vote today? Well, why should they vote today if they still have questions? Why August 11th? I know at some point you got to do it. You can't keep kicking the can down the road. But why today and not 2 or 3 days later, as he suggested? It would basically be because, hey, the Pac-12 announced and the Big Ten announced, so now we have to announce. No, you don't. No, you don't. No,
I agree. And most of the reactions from you, and again, we've got a lot of text line. Tim Brandon will join us at 4:40.